Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Giovanni approaches Socorro. After he had copied the text from the New Mexico Mystery Stone onto a page in his own notebook, Giovanni turned to the young Apache man and asked, "Where to now?" "Just about a day's walk from here is the next big paraje." The boy seemed pleased with his knowledge of local Spanish. "Parajes," he continued, "are resting places. They tend to be about a day's ride apart and many apart and many used by the first Spanish settlers. In various instances, some of the towns along the Rio Grande started out as just such places. The people coming up from Nueva Galicia in the south, rest and locate the nearest drinkable water source. They were sometimes helped by the local tribes. That was the case with the village to which we are walking. In 1598, Don Juan de Oñate visited a Piro pueblo there named Teipana. Since the inhabitants were friendly and they helped him, he called the place Socorro, which means help. I had always thought," began the hermit slowly, "that Socorro was named for Nuestra Señora del Perpetuo Socorro, who is now known as Our Lady of Perpetual Help." "Yes, you are right about that," replied the younger man. "But that didn't happen until six, when a mission church was established in the village of Pilarico. Later on, when the Pueblo Rebellion came in 1680, many of the Indians of Socorro fled south along with a party of Governor Otermin. They established another Socorro in the south called Socorro del Sur."
That sounds a lot
about the Isleta tribe," remarked Giovanni quietly to himself. "About 54 years ago, in 1815, said the young man, pausing to put a pebble under his tongue, "a new church called San Miguel del Socorro was founded on some ruins. "Now, I had been told shortly after I begun my journey," began Giovanni, "about a legend that said that briefly after the founding of the church, an Apache raided the villagers into the church to take shelter. The story goes on to say that the would-be attacker suddenly took to their heels and ran away at the moment of victory. Apparently, they were frightened off by the sight of an angel wielding a sword and threatening them with death if they did harm to the people. What can you add to the story?" The Apache out the pebble and swallowed. His mouth was refreshed. "You are telling me is true," he began cautiously. "Father Bernard, who is in charge of the church now, often reminds us of that episode. He tells us that by all rights the church should still be dedicated to Our Lady of Perpetual Help, but that because of the sudden intercession of Saint Michael, the church now bears his name." "Your people know that it was Saint Michael?" asked the hermit, becoming aware of the fact that he was talking to a boy whose very people were the ones that had been defeated. "It was because of the way that he didn't fight," he struggled to say. "A man with wings like a bird would be a frightening thing to us," he continued. "Such a being could simply fly above and cut us down with his sword. But to him is Holy Michael." Giovanni stopped full forth to look into the eyes of the boy. He made a slight movement with his right hand as if to coax the words out of his throat. "The first thing," started the boy slowly, "is that on his left he was carried of scales, carried like the kind of people used to weigh heavy baskets of grain. The scales were made of a shiny yellow metal, that we call acochis, and that the Spanish call oro. On one side of the scales was a feather scale, and on the other side was a cross. The feather side was down, and the cross side was up." He paused. His lips. The hermit looked at him permanently, aware even after several generations, the legend was still being told with an aura of mystery and awe. "And the other thing that made your people think that it was Holy Michael the Archangel?" He didn't attack the Apache,
said the boy bluntly. The winged people had shot at the church came wheezing back toward the very men who had shot the men who had shot. They heard a voice that said, "Put your arrows away. No killing is to take place here. This spot is holy. I have consecrated it to myself." The hermit shivered as he heard these words. This was the third time along his journey that he had heard them. He had to finish his learning quickly, for his own time was drawing to a close. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.